Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 22, verse 1 and verse 11. Much like we did with Isaiah 21, I want to show the relationship between these two verses. It's so important. Verse 1 says, the oracle concerning the valley of vision. So this prophecy concerning the valley of vision. What a phrase, valley of vision. And then Isaiah 22, verse 11 says, but you did not look to him who did it or see him who planned it long ago. So you listen to those two verses, there's clearly an emphasis on vision here, on what you look to and what you see when you're in the valley. So just think about your life right now and valleys you have walked through or valleys you will walk through or valleys you may be walking through right now. What's most important as you walk through valleys is your sight, what you see and what you're looking to, the valley of vision. And verse 11 in Isaiah 22 is saying, the problem is you did not look to God. You did not see God who was working out his good plans and purposes, even in the valley. And you think about it, this is what makes valleys so hard, right? Because we have a hard time seeing who God is and how God is working. We don't understand why this is happening. And God over and over and over in his word is saying, keep your eyes fixed on me. Keep trusting in me. Keep looking to me. Keep looking to my promises. Keep looking to my character. Because yes, it's hard to see in the valley, but I think about what my dad would say to me, when you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. In other words, when you can't see or understand this or that, focus on what you can see, what you know. When you're in the valley, lift your eyes and look and know God is sovereign. God is all powerful. God is all wise. God is all loving. God is worthy of your trust. God is working all things together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. God is faithful. God is with you. God is for you. I could keep going on and on. See him. Look to him in the valley. Keep your vision fixed on God, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. Don't look to yourself. Don't look to this world. Don't look down. Look up at him. I just think of the prayer in the Old Testament, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. So I just want to pray this. Oh God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you always, all day long today. We pray that you'd help us to look to and see you. Even if things are going great in our lives, God, we pray that you'd help us to look to you and see you as the author of all these great things that are going on in our lives. God, help us not to look away from you when things are going great and when things are not going great, when things are hard, when we're walking through valleys of sorrow and suffering and temptation and trial. God, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, to keep looking to you, your word, your promises, your perfections, your attributes. God, we praise you that even when we go through dark days, we are not in total darkness because we have the light of your word and the light of who you are and all your love and all your promises for us. We praise you that you don't leave us alone in the valley. We praise you that you are with us and that we can always, always, always look to you. I just pray that, especially over those who are walking through valleys right now. Give them vision to see you, to trust you, to cling to you. And I pray that you'd provide everything they need as they look to you. And God, we pray this for people who have never seen you, never seen your glory in the face of Jesus. We pray specifically today for the Jima Oromo people of Ethiopia, 4 million strong, most of whom have never seen your glory, your attributes, your promises, that all find their yes in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. God, we pray that they would see you. We pray for the spread of the gospel to the Jima Oromo people of Ethiopia, that they might see you, that they might know you, that they might trust in you. We pray all this according to your word in Isaiah 22, verses 1 and 11. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.